A dream voyage from Sylhet in Bangladesh to far away in Los Angeles. A distance that many cannot aspire to cross in one life, he aspired. That was his dream, a dream that not only chased him during his sleep, but also kept him awake at night. Being part of the well-known Chaudhry family of landlords in Sylhet, born with a golden spoon could be aptly said about him, that this next-door village boy from Murari Chan College of Sylhet would go for higher study to Kolkata or even beyond for overseas education, becoming a name to reckon in medicine, making the name of the village stand out and shine, were probably easy guesses and on the cards. But none may have conceived that he would become one of the few iconic representatives of Bengal in the elite row of global billionaires, that he would be seated in the Hall of Fame of India's leading industrialists. Kali Protip Chaudhry, the founder of KPC Group, the man who scaled unfathomable heights with his dream, shaping it out with his vision, organizational prowess, hard work, and impeccable execution. The boy who came to the U.S. with only $18 in his pocket, becoming the proud owner of 70 hospitals, 60 estates, and a portfolio of 26 different businesses spanning across 8 countries while providing employment for 20,000 people worldwide, is nothing short of a page out of a storybook. How was it possible? Once he was declined his privilege by an American hospital, casting doubt about his qualification to work. Dejected, he vowed that day to purchase an entire hospital one day. And that was not just a blank pitch. Today, he owns not one or two, but 70 hospitals. He is one of those handful of individuals who can rise from the ashes of failure to turn that into memorabilia of stupendous success, like the Phoenix. Let's have a look. But how is KPC as a human, as an individual? Does he still carefully preserve the raw smell of the mud and grass of Sylhet? Does a heavy monsoon day of Sylhet still mean much to him as it used to several decades back? Or the glitz, glamour, and wealth have transformed this unassuming, simple village boy? He did not chase wealth. Rather, he chased his dream, a dream so big that it almost seemed unachievable to most. But he believed in himself, kept his focus, and worked extremely hard to make that a reality. Everything else, including wealth, followed naturally. His mansion in Los Angeles, every corner, every brick of it, are carrying traces of his dream flight. Opulence is making its statement in every aspect of his presence in Los Angeles. Rococo ornamentation, collector's chandeliers, Baroque architecture, paintings that would put many a museum to shame, countless Rolls-Royce and Mercedes, even the corner of his residence named Chaudhry Circle, as if the landlordship of Sylhet had been lifted and recreated in Los Angeles, only after magnifying manifold. This is not his inheritance. This is all built from scratch, with his never-ending passion, razor-sharp focus, and his unmatched drive to thrive. Except the blue blood, he inherited nothing. Achieving all these things in a single life, starting with $18 in pocket, commands nothing but a big salute.